none of this can go in. Not a word of it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to No Gods, No Mayors.
Bonjour.
Welcome to the Boney Island Mayor Fish, or rather, welcome to an episode of the Boney Island Whitefish being released on the No Gods, No Mayors Patreon. And we have as our guests today, November and Maddie from No Gods, No Mayors. November and Maddie, how you doing? Welcome to the Boney Island Whitefish.
I was doing okay until our podcast was hijacked by the ghost of another podcast that I thought was long since in the cold, cold ground where it belongs.
Yeah, Nova, I was wondering, because I got in a little late because I was getting breakfast, and I was wondering why we were doing an incantation. But I see now what's happening. The candles are lit.
What's happened is that Riley, for some reason, his eyes turned completely black, like including what would otherwise be the whites of them. And then he started sort of shuffling towards the graveyard where he has raised a sort of like complete skeleton.
Yeah, I thought the black I thought it was like black contacts. I thought maybe it was like a rave thing I wasn't aware of.
No. We have summoned the skeleton of the Boney Island Whitefish. Andrew and I have gotten back together. You know what this is? This is the Beatles rooftop concert.
Yes.
But what if, like, people from the Beatles' other projects were there instead of, like, the other two Beatles?
Yeah, it's like two Beatles and then the rest of Wings.
Yeah, and we're going to do a rooftop podcast for everybody. We're going to get on the roof of a building on Savile Row of Apple Records. And then we are going to amplify our voices talking about the show Bones.
By the end of the episode, we'll find out who is the Mark David Chapman of this episode.
Do you think for like the three people that are confused, you can tell them what the Boney Island Whitefish were?
So the Boney Island Whitefish was a project that Andrew and I did during COVID because I was exposed to the show Bones and I realized, hey, this is an odd show.
Yeah, well, the thing about Bones, as I've discovered, this is the second episode of Bones I've watched because you had me on when you were doing this, when we all had COVID madness, is that Bones is a show that like would be like any other police procedural, except its remit is one degree too narrow, right? So like CSI, it's kind of contrived, but you think, oh, there's been a murder, probably like forensics guys should be involved somehow. Or like any of the profiler ones, you're like, well, there's a mind involved, so therefore they got to mind hunt this guy. But in this case, the thing of Bones is it's got to be like a bone involved crime.
Yeah,
and they did like several hundred episodes of these.
Riley, would you say you were exposed to Bones much in the way that a finger bone could be exposed to contaminants, thus ruining the evidence?
Yes,
yes. I would say my evidence was ruined by... And now, what's important also to note is that the Boney Island Whitefish covered only season 5 of Bones.
Mm-hmm.
This was weird. This is an episode that we talked about from season 1 of Bones because it's the only episode of Bones with a mayor in it. And my God, was the mayor in it.
And you might say to yourself, this is a pretty tenuous thing to do on a mayor-based podcast. And you might even ask yourself,
how's the mayor figure into all this?
And the answer is, I don't know. I watched the thing. I'm still kind of uncertain on that. But listen, it's a delight to be here and to witness a kind of resurrection, you know?
Yeah, as a longtime listener of the Boney Island Whitefish, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be eating breakfast with the whitefish themselves. It's exciting to me.
Incredible.
It's weird. As you say, this being a sort of like pre like season 5 Bones thing, a lot of the stuff that I remember from the Boney Island Whitefish is not in this. Like nobody's randomly like hyping Toyotas.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're like even the sexual tension between the like two main cast members isn't really like there yet. They're just kind of doing bits at each other. It's strange. Young Bones.
Matthew Gray Goobler, no one would be fun.
Wait, do it, bringing the Boney Island Whitefish back, but it's just you switch to Criminal Minds and you never acknowledge it.
We did do that. We tried doing that, but then Andrew was moving house, and so we just didn't. He was so consumed by like buying a new house.
It was hard. It's hard moving all your stuff. You know, put on a truck. Your children don't do shit when you move. I'll tell you that right now. Your children don't do shit.
Yeah. But hey, Andrew, you don't happen to have the breakfast update stinger ready, do you? Just for the people down on Savile Row.
Oh God, I do, but I can't pipe it in at this exact moment. That's very sad. I will certainly send it to you.
Yeah. I will sort of like have a stand-in for you here of...
How's the mayor figure in all this?
Weirdly, for those of you used to Bones Season 5, that is a young-sounding Booth. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a mere baby, a child. No, of course, before we do an episode of the Boney Island Whitefish featuring the two of the three cast of No Gods, No Mayors, we have to, of course, talk about breakfast update. What have we all had for breakfast?